Senator, thanks so much for being with us. I want to start with really the big story in Washington and all around the country, and that's President Biden's $1.9 trillion pandemic relief and recovery bill that passed the House. What do you make of the bill and its chances in the Senate?
I'm very optimistic of the passage of the American Rescue Plan that has been laid out by President Biden and Vice President Harris, that has made its way through the House of Representatives, and that we will be working on for full passage in the United States Senate over the next week. I expect that we could be working through next Saturday and maybe into Sunday, Fred, to be able to get the package adopted. And here's why. People across New Mexico are still hurting. They're feeling the pain of COVID-19. So many of our families across New Mexico have lost loved ones. We'll never be able to make them whole. But for everyone that has recovered or is recovering from COVID, for all the small businesses that need support, for all of the schools that need financial support to be able to open as safely and as soon as possible, to be able to help our local communities like the county of Doñana or the city of Las Cruces or of Santa Teresa, they also need help because their budgets have taken a hit. And it's important that they're also able to receive direct help so that they can make sure that they keep the police departments strong and working, the fire departments, programs for senior centers as well in their communities. And then direct payments. So many people across New Mexico that have been hit hard, this package will include an additional $1,400 in a direct payment, which that coupled with the $600 that families received at the end of 2020, that adds up to $2,000 in direct payments. The package also includes a significant investment so that we can get more vaccine distributed and into people's arms. We know that we need more vaccine, and we have a lot of incredible healthcare providers across New Mexico that are working around the clock, not just to help people that have been diagnosed with COVID, but making sure that they're getting that vaccine into people's arms. So that's just an example of some of the important programs that are included in the American Rescue Plan that I think will make a big difference for families across New Mexico. And it's why I feel the urgency, and I'm hoping that all my colleagues in the U.S. Senate feel the urgency to get this signed into law, get this adopted and sent to the president as soon as possible.
Well, of course, I know you've been talking to people about this. You had a virtual tour in communities across New Mexico, including in our area in Doñana, Grant, and Sierra counties. What are you hearing from people, Senator, in terms of how this bill could help? And are you hearing anything that's not in the bill that still needs to be addressed once you are able to pass something in terms of pandemic relief?
Well, the answer to both questions, Fred, is yes. I did and have learned from some of our leaders throughout New Mexico, including with my work week period from last week. It was the first work period we've had since I was sworn into the United States Senate. And I did my due diligence. We reached out to leaders in 11 counties, predominantly more rural counties in New Mexico. And as you pointed out, the conversations I had with leaders out of Doñana, out of Grant, out of Hidalgo, out of Sierra, and also all the way to Lee and to Catron counties made a big difference in me being able to chat with folks. We also talked to folks all the way, as I said, Hidalgo, Curry, Rio Riba, McKinley, Colfax, Union, and Quay, and even out in Roosevelt near Portales. But the conversation that I had with the leaders down in Doñana, Grant, and Catron, and Sierra counties, it was about the impact from an economic perspective with how businesses have been hurt and how they need help, and also with access to care, namely vaccine distribution, more support for rural health clinics and facilities as well. And in each and every one of those are included in the American Rescue Plan. Now, the second part of your question, what still needs to be done? Well, I've been able to advocate for the inclusion of billions of dollars in the American Rescue Plan to help with the digital divide where communities are not connected. There is substantial work that will be needed after this, which I would argue is going to be essential for an infrastructure package that needs to be considered by the House and the Senate and sent to the president. One of my colleagues in the House, for example, Mr. Clyburn, just introduced a package that is a $100 billion initiative, which mirrors an $86 billion initiative that I worked on with him when I was in the House and that I will continue working with my colleagues in the Senate. That's to get us to get connected in rural and tribal communities across America, and especially in our southern counties in our state. Fred, as you know, we know the difference between fast internet, slow internet, and no internet, and we all need to make sure that we have access to internet in our communities.
I know that's one of the things that you're working on, and you were named chairman of the Commerce Subcommittee on Communications, Media, and Broadband that oversees this whole question of broadband that has become so critical during the pandemic. We're online for everything. It's just remarkable. But you're also on a lot of other committees. I know you're serving on health, education, labor and pensions, agriculture, Indian Affairs, and also a budget committee. I want to ask about agriculture because you know this is so important across the state of New Mexico. Agriculture is one of our most important industries. And I know some farmers have really taken a hit during the pandemic with restaurants not having the same amount of business, and of course some restaurants shutting down altogether. What do you see as jobs 1, 2, and 3 maybe in terms of agriculture and how the federal government can assist in this difficult time?
Most certainly, Fred. Well, you know, first, just on the restaurant side, the package will include support for small restaurants as well, which I'm very proud of. And it's a part of an initiative that I was a part of in the House and have continued over working with my colleagues in the Senate and proudly voted for amendments and language during our budget reconciliation markup to provide that direction for inclusion in this package. The program also provided direct support in the area of loans and PPP loans for small farmers and for our agricultural producers. They were left out of the CARES Act, and many of us said, look, I know that no one meant to leave out farmers and ranchers and producers out of the CARES Act. That needs to be corrected and fixed in this next round of funding. And so in the previous package, we did include a direct payment, the one that passed at the end of the calendar year. And we need to make sure that we're working with the Farm Credit Bureau as well as our local producers, that they were able to leverage those programs. The Agriculture Committee, while our primary project is always reauthorizing the Farm Bill, which is going to be up in a couple of years, we'll be working with our local producers to find out what needs to be included in the Farm Bill that's working and then fix what's not working. But that's over the next couple of years. In the short term, recognizing the challenges that our agriculture producers have faced, as well as the workers that are out there that are processing our beef or working in our dairies, picking our chili, growing the chili, taking it to market. There are some significant things that the United States can do to open up more markets. The USMCA opened up more opportunities for our dairy producers, for example, and for our nut producers in New Mexico. We need to make sure that we get full support from the new secretary, Mr. Vilsack, and the Biden administration to continue to take those products to market. Specialty crops like pecans and pistachios, and especially our chili, we need to make sure that there's full support for those specialty crops and helping to get them to market and look at any losses that they suffer so that they can get the relief that they need. And then in New Mexico as a whole, Fred, the last thought here is because of the drought, we've seen the declarations and the emergency that was already issued by our governor. There needs to be real support to farmers and producers that are going to be hit hard because of these drought conditions that continue to hurt our family farms across New Mexico. And what I want to say is, you know, the good news now is I hope that my position on the Ag Committee will allow a stronger voice for New Mexico farmers and ranchers to be heard. And I certainly look forward to learning from them and hearing from them, and especially all of the great support that we have with the Farm Extension Program out of New Mexico State University. It's an important institution, not just in New Mexico, but across America. And I certainly hope more people learn from the experts we have right there in Las Cruces at New Mexico State.
All right. Well, Senator, good luck with all that work in Washington, D.C. Your plate is certainly full, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Always an honor, Fred. And to all the listeners that are out there, I just want to thank you for what you're doing to stay safe out there. I look forward to seeing you and learning from you. And, Fred, just want to thank you and KRWG for keeping everyone informed and just having the honor to be able to work with you today to be able to stay in touch with our constituents.
Thanks so much. You have a good weekend.
You as well, sir. Take care, Fred.